In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Are you planning to hit the road this Memorial Day holiday? If so, we have some good news for you at the gas pump.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
If you plan to gas up and hit the road and maybe head to the beach or head to that cabin in the woods somewhere, we have some good news for you about gas prices. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Werdock. You should expect some pretty cheap gas out there as you head out on Memorial Day weekend. And to give us some insights on this is Patrick DeHaan. He is a senior petroleum analyst at GasBuddy.com, and he joins us from Chicago. So, Patrick, just how low are these gas prices going to be? Put things in perspective for us.
Well, it's been a long time since we've seen a combination of low gas prices over Memorial Day weekend. In fact, what we're about to see with Memorial Day weekend just around the corner, the cheapest summer prices that we've seen in over a decade. And next summer, prices will probably be higher. And in fact, it's already saving motorists billions of dollars just over Memorial Day weekend over what we were shelling out 5 years ago, with the average price across the country right around $2.30 a gallon, some 46 cents lower than it was just a year ago.
To what do you attribute these low gas prices?
Much of it I would pin on the relatively low price of oil. Crude oil prices holding at $48 a barrel. That's up from February when they were about $26, but continued high production has kept the price of oil relatively low.
And talk about the role of the economy here. If I'm feeling good about my job, if I'm feeling good about the money I'm getting, you know, from that job, I'm probably going to go spend some money out there tooling around somewhere, don't you think?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, many Americans are going to be doing just that. In fact, travel over last year is likely to be up by some 2.2%. Doesn't sound like a big number per se, but it represents millions more motorists hitting the road. The combination of low gas prices and a relatively healthy economy, a setup we have not seen both these factors emerge together for about 10 years back to 2005. That's when we thought $2.30 was a complete joke and a ripoff, but now we're looking at it completely differently. Now it's some of the cheapest prices we've seen in some time.
Let's try to break this down region by region. What part of the country do you think we're going to have the lowest gas prices for over the Memorial Day weekend?
Well, really the southern tier of the United States, the mid-continent region, Texas up to Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Alabama, seeing some of the lowest gas prices. And if you were to carve out that area, it would be filled with the nation's cheapest prices. Well, if you head to the West Coast, you'll likely be seeing the highest prices. California looking at averages deep in the $2 territory. The Northeast, big cities all seeing high prices for Memorial Day weekend. So if you're heading out to the country, you'll see relatively cheaper prices. And if you're heading to the southern United States, you'll see very low prices.
Now, gasoline prices are expected to be the lowest they've been since 2005. What about the entire summer? Once we get past Memorial Day, head toward 4th of July, and head toward Labor Day?
Well, looking at the average price across the nation between Memorial Day and Labor Day, it too could likely be the lowest since 2005 on average. So once we get through Memorial Day, not expecting a whole lot more of a price increase. In fact, prices nationally should remain between a range of about $2.20 to $2.40 a gallon for much of the summer. So a significant departure from even just last year when prices were in the upper $2 a gallon range.
I guess the era of the staycation might be over this summer.
That's right. Gone is the staycation. It's hitting the road, and this year it's going to be about road trips, with many Americans hitting the road for the summer.
How much money do you think the typical person will save on gas this summer, if you had to ballpark it?
Well, it would be in the hundreds of dollars. Certainly, as a country, we're already saving over $100 million every day versus what we were shelling out last year. Just over Memorial Day weekend versus 5 years ago, over those 4 days, we're going to be saving $2.6 billion. So it really depends on what year we're looking at. 2011, 12, and 13 saw summer prices in the deep $3 a gallon territory. Now here we are this summer. We'll be saving billions of dollars versus those years as gas prices this summer likely to stay in the low to mid $2 range.
He's Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com joining us from Chicago. Patrick, thank you for taking a few minutes.
My pleasure.
If you like this podcast, folks, check out our others. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Your Money Matters is also on the Amazon Echo. And if you have an Android device, feel free to search WSJ on the Google Play Music app. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.